So UNESCO has been dealing with this issue since its creation, more or less. Although we have to acknowledge that what we have been facing in the Middle East since now 5 years, more than 5 years, is really something unprecedented, in the sense that particularly with the intentional destruction of cultural heritage, our Director General has done all the necessary work in terms of calling on, of course, on the respect and obligations to of all parties involved to their responsibility, but also mobilizing the diplomatic level, all the neighboring countries, for example, in fighting the illicit trafficking of cultural property. All those countries which could have been concerned by this illicit trafficking and this trade from those countries facing conflicts, also setting an international framework for cooperation. UNESCO has a lot of partners, very, very important partners like Interpol, like the World Customs Organization. So there's a lot of work done on that, but also mobilizing the scientific community. There were a lot of international archaeological missions in Syria working until the beginning of the conflict. These people have a very important knowledge, and these people are all committed to the safeguarding of the cultural heritage.
Has UNESCO been able to recover any stolen cultural property?
Technically speaking, UNESCO doesn't recover properties, but UNESCO coordinates the work, the international work on that in that regard, and indeed we have had some original pieces, because also there are a lot of copies, objects which are fake copies, which are sized at borders, but also original copies. Yeah, and in that case, this is considered as an achievement. Although we have to be realistic, there are also a number of objects which have disappeared, but we never know; they may appear again. Also, there is very important. This is also an opportunity to underline a very important work UNESCO has done, which is really to solicit and mobilize the art market. This is very important, because the art market is collaborating with UNESCO in this field, mm-hmm. to really help controlling what's going on in terms of trade.
And do you bring people to justice if someone was caught trading illicit goods, illicit cultural property?
No, that's a different aspect. That legal aspect is something that we are not dealing with. I mean, this is not it's not in the mandate of UNESCO, you know, that as international...
But you bring it to the attention of the international community.
Yes, I mean, then after you have mechanisms at international level to deal with that. As you know, there was the case of those people responsible for the destruction of the Muslims in Mali, mm-hmm. And that went to the court. But it's a more complex mechanism, but UNESCO, in its mandate, has the obligation to deal with the safeguarding of cultural heritage, cultural property, to put all legal means in place to do that. And then you have other bodies, other international bodies, who do their job from the legal point of view.